Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show. This is your host, Coach Chanel Budd, and I am honored to have a phenomenal guest speaker, Deborah B. Hamilton. Deborah, I just wanted to first say thank you for being here today. It is an honor to have you on the show. I would like for everyone to first, please, we're going to go through some, just some really quick tips. Mute your phone if you're not going to be talking during a Q&A, because we always want to make sure that the background noise is at minimum. But, Deborah, I just wanted to say welcome, and I'm honored to have you again. Deborah is the CEO and founder of Nurture Your Love. She is an international speaker and author. So, Deborah, welcome. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. Please tell us a little bit about your background and, you know, your why of why you're getting, you have created this platform for us, because there's a whole bunch I know that you're going to give us nuggets and tips and tools on. So I would like to hear from you.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me, number one. I appreciate being able to be on here. And like you said, I'm a relationship and intimacy coach. And I have over 40 years of marriage, so I've experienced a lot. And my mission is to empower married women and couples struggling with emotional connection. And I want them to learn how to prevent drifting apart, to be heard, respected, and desired, so they can have a deeper intimacy in their love lives. And the reason why I wanted to do this is because we see so many couples struggling in their relationship. And one of the things that I specialize in is, you know, making sure that you know who you are. That is so crucial, because how can you be in a healthy relationship if you don't even know who you are, right? So what I do is I spend a lot of time helping women and couples to understand individually who they are. And I have a self-love makeover workshop that's really going to help you to do that. And so as long as you are understanding who you are and understanding how important communication is in a relationship, that's half the battle. That's half the battle of what you're experiencing in your relationship. But the key to me, the biggest key that I think we struggle with is really not knowing ourselves. And I don't know about you and if you feel that way as well, but that's a really big issue that we have in the community, because we jump into relationships. We think we know what we're doing in relationships. However, when it comes to really knowing ourselves, how can we ask for what we want if we don't even know what to ask for?
And,
you know, and that's what I dealt with in my relationship. When I first got married, I thought I knew what I wanted in my relationship. I helped my mom raise five kids, and I was very responsible, but that did not equate to knowing what to do in a marriage, right? So there was a huge struggle there for me. And as time went on, I did a lot of introspection. I did a lot of study, and I even did counseling to figure out who I was, what I wanted, and how I was going to get there. And because of all of that experience, I find myself really wanting to help other people to get to where I'm at.
I love that. I think that, like, you know, we have spoken about, you know, the self-love aspect. Can you tell us a little bit more about the self-love workshop?
Yeah. The self-love workshop is created to help address the issue, like I said before, of struggling to love oneself, right? A lot of times we say we love ourselves, but how are you showing up in that love, right? What are you doing when it comes to your self-worth, your self-awareness, you know, even your self-respect? in your self-esteem. A lot of times we think the first thing we think about is self-care, but self-care has a lot of dynamics or, you know, depth into just self-care, which we just don't seem to understand. So my way of helping you to love yourself is to have this workshop that I'm doing that incorporates all of the six different aspects of self-love. And like I said before, it's self-worth, self-growth, self-awareness, self-esteem, self-respect, and self-care. And when you can incorporate all of that into yourself first, because it's all about you building yourself up, but you have to go through these six aspects to be able to do that. You can't just take one piece and run with it. You have to incorporate all six of the pieces to really understand who you are and to understand where you want to go and who is the inner person. And I talk about that a lot because when you look at the inner person and understanding those six aspects of self-love, then you won't just accept anyone or anything, right? You won't let people just walk all over you, right? You know, you're not going to become codependent. You know, it's so many aspects of self-love that we go through to truly understand what needs to be done or how you need to build yourself up to even get to the point where you're saying no more, right? Like, I'm important, I'm special, like, I need to make sure that I'm doing for myself. And sometimes we feel like it's being selfish to take care of ourselves. But honestly, you can't take care of other people until you know how to take care of yourself. So that's what me and my co-person that's going to be doing this, her name is Maria Pettifer Atkins, and we are both into self-love and making sure that people are doing things that's going to take care of them, that's going to make sure that they're showing up the way they need to show up, you know, that they are looking at themselves and making sure that they're doing it. And in the workshop, we're going to be talking about how you can build a strong foundation of self-love and self-worth. And we're going to talk about the importance of self-awareness and how to cultivate it, right? And then we're going to go into details or techniques for effective self-care and self-compassion. So all these different things that we're going to be going through is going to really help you see how important you are. And please, by all means, whoever is listening, it's not selfish to take care of yourself. It's not. And we, especially women, we have a huge tendency to always think about other people and not ourselves. So we always put ourselves last. And I'm asking everyone, stop putting yourself last. You have to put yourself first because you have to be able to be strong to handle whatever comes your way. And we as women, we as mothers, you know, and sometimes we as daughters, we are responsible for so much in the family dynamic. So if we're not taking care of ourselves, then it's really depleting whatever effort and energy that we have to take care of someone else. So that's part of the self-love workshop that I'm doing, that I'm, as you can tell, I'm so passionate about.
Yes.
Because I really want you to show up for you. And that's the bottom line. Show up for you. Do what is going to make you happy. And by incorporating all of these different aspects of self-love, you're going to be able to do that.
I love that, Deborah. You know, Selfless Love Talk is based on, that's the name of Selfless Love Talk, our show, the show, you know, that we are on. And it is in alignment with everything that you are saying. I just love the fact that you are on here because it's confirmating, you know, that we are literally on the same page. And that's why, and I'm just like so excited to have you. I wanted to know if you could touch on communication in the marriage, because, you know, when we talk about self-love and everything and our needs being met, you know, can you please touch on communication, you know, as a whole? Because that is very key as well. So can you touch on that, please?
Definitely. Actually, I even wrote a book about it. The book is called Mastering Communication in Your Relationships and Marriage. And one of the first things that I talk about, and a lot of people don't even think about it, is creating boundaries when you communicate, right? You have to create boundaries. And a lot of people just want to start talking. I just want to start talking. I just want to tell you how I feel. I just want you to know how I feel, and I don't care how you feel, you just need to hear me, you know. But you have to create boundaries and understanding that there are boundaries when you have a conversation. And when you have those boundaries and you know what they are, then you can take it to the next level, right? So some of the boundaries that I want you guys to think about is making sure that it is the right time to have those conversations. And sometimes we don't understand that. There's a right time to have a conversation. And I am very specific about no name calling, no physical abuse, no verbal abuse when you're having a conversation. And when you're nonverbal, let me say this and let me be very clear about this. When you are not saying anything, you're just totally cut off, you're not responding, that is nonverbal, but that is a response, and that could be very hurtful in itself, because if someone's trying to have a conversation with you and you're not communicating back, then that is saying to them, you're not important for me even to respond to you, right? And then some of the other things that we do in relationships, we do comparison, right? We'll compare them to their mother or their father. You know, and what we need to be doing is focusing on their behavior and not others' behaviors, right? So the number one thing is we're two adults in the room. I always tell people this. There's two adults in the room. They're not your child. They're not, you know, your parent. They are your partner. And when you're in a relationship, the whole point of having a conversation is to resolve any issues that you can be having in your relationship. So I want you to think about what you're going to say before you say it, because people think that being smart aleck is really going to benefit because it makes them feel good. But you got to throw pride out the door. You got to throw ego out the door. You got to only focus on resolution. And that's what I say all the time. What is the resolution? What do you want to see happen as you're having this conversation, right? I want you to think about how much you really do love your partner. You can't be this negative person and say you care about someone, but you're actually mistreating them, right? And sometimes conversations get heated. Sometimes they do get out of hand. So what I tell my clients is sometimes we just have to have a timeout. Just take a moment and say, babe, this is just too hot for me, or, you know, maybe we need to just cool off before we can continue this conversation. And then, you know, come back at another time when everyone has calmed down. And so those are my things when it comes to creating boundaries. But there's so many other things that I talk about when it comes to communication, because think about when we are talking about how we're feeling. Are we using I statements or are we using me statements? Are we saying, I feel this way when this happens? Or are we saying, you always hurt me, right? I mean, we have a tendency to say that, right? You're hurting me, or what about me, right?
Yes.
It's always me, instead of saying, honey, you know, I felt neglected or ignored or left out, you know, when you're on the phone or the computer and the laptop. But you started off saying, I feel. You didn't say, why are you on the computer all the time, or why are you on your phone all the time? You're not talking to me. No. You approach it by saying, I feel. And when you do it that way, then you're allowing your partner to understand how you're feeling and what's going on with you. and focusing on what's going on with you, but not in a negative sense. Because keep in mind what I said in the beginning, we're having a conversation to resolve whatever issues are there. So these are some of the things that I talk about and also have in my book. And then the main thing, the most critical thing that people need to understand is active listening. Are you actively listening, or let me just put it this way. Are you listening to respond, or are you listening to understand? That is crucial. And sometimes we don't think about body language. Body language is very crucial when it comes to communication, because whether you know it or not, your body language is communicating. If you have your arms crossed, that means you're closed off. Nobody is listening. Nobody's paying attention because you're closed off. And one of the things that I tease people about is saying, okay, what position are your feet in? Are your feet straight ahead, which means you want to have this conversation, or are your feet to the side? Even if it's just 1 foot leaning to the side, that means you're ready to go, that you don't really want to have this conversation, right? What are your expressions, you know? Are you looking away? Are you, you know, giving them your undivided attention? Are you even acknowledging what they're saying? And when I say that, you could just say something like yes or uh-huh. And then you could ask clarifying questions like what you're saying is. That's a clarifying question to make sure that you're understanding what they're saying and making sure that you're letting them know that you're listening, right? So I have a diagram in my book that it's a whole body listening diagram, chart. And in this chart, it really shows you how your whole body, including your eyes, your feet, your ears, your body, your mouth, your brain, your hands, your heart, all of that is involved in active listening. So as you can see, I love talking about communication, and there's so many things about communication that we could talk about. And the last thing is comprehension. Did you understand what was said? Did you allow yourself to have empathy, sympathy, compassion for what's being said? It's all these things that we need to consider when we're communicating. So some people say, oh, we're communicating, we're having a conversation. But as I've said throughout this whole process, there are steps involved in conversation and having that true communication with one another. So we have to think about it from that perspective, not just saying, oh, we had a conversation. Did you understand what was said? Did you decide to do something about what was said? Or are you saying, yeah, I heard him or I heard her, but oh, well. That's not truly communicating. Communication has so many pieces to it that we need to really dig deep into understanding how to communicate.
Thank you. Thank you for touching on that. I'm going to, first of all, I need to open up the line. I would like to open up the line and see if there's any of the listeners that would like to ask you any specific questions. So I'm going to do that now. And I would like, if any of you all would like to ask the question, you can, until it's your turn, please keep your phone muted. I'm going to unmute every caller right now. But just keep your phones muted if you do not have a question, okay? But please feel free, while you have Deborah here, to ask her important questions about, you know, anything specific that she may be able to assist you with, or just give you a tip or a tool. So 1 second here. Okay, so is there anyone that would like to ask Deborah a question? And welcome all my all our listening audience. Welcome, and thank you for being on the Selfless Love Talk Show. All right. Deborah, can you please give them your contact information, your social media handles, where they can purchase the book, where they can attend the workshop? Would you mind giving them that information?
Sure. I have everything on Instagram. If you can go to Instagram and go to my bio, and in my bio, I have a list of all the different things that I'm doing right now. I'm asking people to get on the wait list for the Self-Love Makeover Workshop. I also have a Married Women's Forum that I do biweekly on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And some of the topics that we discuss is we just got finished talking about trauma and how trauma affects our relationships. And we also just got finished talking about the five love languages. There's so many different things that we as women have to deal with on a daily basis. But what we do in the Married Women's Forum is that we really do help you to understand what's going on and how you can handle certain situations in your relationship. It's a fun group. We have a great time. And there's always a different topic every time we meet. And sometimes if it's really good, like with the trauma in your relationships, we did that for 2 weeks because it was a lot of information to talk about and also to give everybody the opportunity to share how they were feeling about trauma in their, you know, in their relationship. Because mm-hmm. whether we want to believe it or not, 78% of children under the age of 5 struggle with childhood trauma, which we bring that into our relationship. So I'm doing that. I also have a masterclass on the unheard wife, how to be heard in your marriage. That's an awesome masterclass that I do. And I also have a 12-week program called the Confident Wife Method, which incorporates the self-love part. It also helps you to understand your spouse, and it helps you to understand communication. So it's 12 weeks, and it's a phenomenal program that you could do with your spouse or just by yourself. So I got a lot going on. I'm so excited about all the different things that I can offer my clients and offer people who are looking. And my book, Mastering Communication in Your Relationships and Marriage, is also in my bio. And you can click on the link, and it will take you to Amazon to order the book.
Awesome.
Hey, that's about it.
So is there any last minute, anything you would like to say, any words of encouragement for our listening audience, or anything that you would like to just say, that they can ponder on? And take something with
sure.
them for this evening, something inspirational or anything like that.
Yeah. I just want to say marriage and relationships are the hardest thing we go through in our lifetime, right? There's a lot of struggle and pain in relationships. However, when it goes back to that self-love aspect, always remember, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, that you're important, that you're special, that you love. And find that tribe or find that one person that can love on you the way you need to be loved. And, oh, by the way, I say this, and I know that this is like the weirdest thing anybody probably has heard. Sometimes we don't have a special someone, right? We don't have that special someone that can hug us and love on us. So hug yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, you would be surprised how soothing hugging yourself can be. It is one of the most amazing things when you are stressed, when you're going through something, and you're not with that person that can give you a hug, or you're not around anyone that can hug you, even if you got to go to the bathroom and hug yourself, or if you have to go to the car and hug yourself. Hug yourself. You are the most important person in this world. And even though we always consider everybody else, I want you to focus on you. I want you to know that you are important and that you matter and that you should be the one to love yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, who's ever listening, always remember, choose you. You can choose everybody else after you, but choose you first.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Again, this is
our special guest speaker, Deborah B. Hamilton. I just want to thank you again for being on the Selfless Love Talk Show. You were amazing. I will go ahead and try to open it up one more time to see if there's anyone that would like to ask you anything before we end the show. 1 second.
All right.
And don't be shy. I mean, you have, you know, a phenomenal self-love coach and relationship coach on the line. So feel free to ask any questions you may have. And if not, okay, the line is open. All right, Deborah, we're going to see if our callers are not going to be shy and maybe they'll ask a question. And if not, we're good. I thank you so much for being on this evening, and I would love to have you back. And so if anyone does not have any questions for Deborah, we are going to go ahead and end the show. I want to say again, thank you so much for being on the Selfless Love Talk Show. Your host, Coach Chanel Budd, our special guest speaker, Deborah B. Hamilton. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you for having me.
Hello. Is anyone? All right. Well, thank you so much,
Deborah,
for being a part of the Selfless Love
Talk
Show.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thanks
for having me.
It was an honor.
I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
Not a problem. Bye for now.
Bye.